Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
What's this?
think I want to hit the moon.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the world. According to Drew, I'm Andrew Wheat. I'm live from Studio A. I tell you, we got somebody on the line just tickled pink. Is it 45 years? It's something. Something special in the air. And it's just not always. Well, I'm Andrew Wheat. We're going to be knocking it down for the next 2 hours. As always, the way you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the one of the, my favorite daughters in the whole wide world, Miss Cheryl Smith. And as always, she'll come in and join us. I know she's got more miles than American can give out, American Airlines, that is. And I know she is swinging it in Tallahassee. I couldn't be there this year, but I was there in spirit. And I tell you, I got more phone calls than you could even imagine. Where are you? Where are you? I'm right here. Myself. So it was a great time for Florida A&M University. Football, we'll give you all the scores a little bit later. But this morning we'll talk with some folks from homecoming. And of course, our fearless leader who celebrated an anniversary there on things, really giving things back to the university. And we all need to lead. Accumulate a little bit, and I'll start sending some things back. But I tell you, my child, and it was an old song, and if it was good enough for my parents, it was good enough for me, and me being a parent, if it was good enough for me, at least one, I thought I had to, but at least one, I was able to send there to Tallahassee. So much is going on, so little time to talk about. It's a little earlier today, maybe about 9:15, but we'll get sure and throughout, because I want to hear how was the atmosphere. I know it was electric, but something special about this homecoming. Probably got together, they tried to do the little Delta walk. We're going to try to have all that together for you with a little update. Safe wings. I remember in school when we, most of our homecomings were the weekend of Halloween. We were a week, about 3 or 4 days. But it made it so, so exciting. Everyone didn't quite the frat house. They walk around, they egg it, but we were prepared for the trick. So it was just so much fun. I tell you, I'm just so excited. I am so proud of the progress they've made. And in the near future, we hope to have our hands, a group of us, in shaping more than what they've had. So get you going for a little while. We're going to come to you throughout. Just a little bit, and then we'll Dr. Rodriguez in and out because she has this presentation she needs. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I know you peacock proud. And like I said, we'll get on here shortly. Actually, she popped right up. But are you still in Tallahassee?
Somewhere around.
Oh, okay, I know. Yesterday you were in Tallahassee. Today you're back in Dallas. I know you have your everything. So just tell us quickly and congratulations.
Well, thank you. I don't know if it's choppy because of where I am or you, but you're going in and out on me.
Shortly.
I can't hear you.
I said I'm going to fix.
Well, I just have you know you were missed. People were asking and talking about it. And they found out where I was from, and they said, well, you have to know Andrew Wiggum.
It led me to my own brain.
I was like, who? And I said, it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Well, you know, that's a great feeling when people, you know, I used to almost cry, almost, never cry. Grandma, it's always nice to go where somebody knows your name. So, Chief,
well,
much.
They definitely know your name here. And I saw, you know, even just being on a plane, that there were a lot more Rattlers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area than we could even imagine. And we need to make that connection.
All right, so we squared away now. Is that better? Did you hear me better?
Oh, that sounds so much better.
Okay.
It sounds better. But we want people to text to T-E-X-M-N, text T-E-X-M-N to 21000. And I need
and they will win what? They're being for how, what? What's the special prize when I text
TXMMT
2100? Is that what you said?
TEXMN. It's in your text messages.
Yes. Texas Metro News.
No, TEXMN.
Okay.
21000. And so people were calling you and telling you you should be here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? I had some commitments. We're having a, let me make sure they're not on the phone, a surprise birthday party in Baltimore. So logistically, I got everyone where they needed to be. And I felt it was just better to kind of squat where I was. So it worked out pretty good. Everybody's safely on the East Coast right now. And I'm going in a couple of weeks on some business. But, yeah, I missed it. I got calls, some local Kappas here. They said, well, Wiggum, everybody asking about you. And they had the frat house. And, oh, man, I tell you. And Cheryl, at one time, let me let you in on the secret. At one time, I never thought they could have homecoming without me. And I learned quickly that they could do it.
Well, it was rough. It was rough.
Yeah. And
it was nice, and a lot of people were out there. A lot of money was given to the school, a lot of parties. A lot of tailgates. We had
a lot of
Deltaversaries. And and I didn't know you were talking about me because you said I was tickled pink. And I was like, what is on his mind?
Tickle red. Tickle red. How about that?
Okay.
I got to get my colors right. Got to get them right. I put a little too much white with the red. How about that? We'll get it together. We'll get it. But let's bring on Dr. Rodriguez, and we're going to have some people call in about homecoming and some other things. And well, of course, we'll get our Black College Sports in. Let's bring in Dr. Rodriguez. Thank you so much, Dr. Rodriguez, for agreeing to come on a little early for us. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Rodriguez? You can unmute yourself.
I'm sorry, my phone didn't want to unmute. I was pressing a button, but nothing was happening.
Okay. Well, look, we can see you, but we'd love to hear you. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. What do you have for us this morning? And again, I appreciate you stopping in a little early because you always add a little special treat to us.
No problem. Okay, this morning I'm presenting the Mocky Berry. Now, I know you think you can run to the grocery store and get some Mocky Berries, but you'll have to supplement with Mocky Berry extract or the pills because these berries are virtually non-existent in grocery stores, produce aisles, and farmers markets in North America. Now, these berries are native to Chile and a relative of the blueberry. The Mocky Berry has been used for centuries as a treatment for fever, for wound healing and joint pain. Mocky Berry has more polyphenols pinot oils than any, almost any other berry or fruit. These berries protect the body against cellular and DNA damage to help us slow aging. They enhance immunity. They ward off diabetes, heart disease, and hypertension. And they even safeguard against cancer. Maki berries are rich in a type of phenol called delphinidide, which is 14 times higher than blueberries. Now, why is this important? Because delphinidides are the most water-soluble of all the polyphenols, so they get into the blood very quickly. And once the cells absorb this compound, it activates an enzyme called AMPK. Now, this AMPK is the master switch that controls energy, metabolism, and a host of body processes that impact health. If you activate AMPK, you burn fat faster, you stop the synthesis of excess cholesterol, and you give rise to the healing of damaged tissues. Now, maki berries reduce or prevent the oxidative stress that triggers the aging process, specifically the cellular damage that brings on disease. It's a million times more powerful than taking vitamin C or other antioxidants. Maki berry extract increases metabolism and the ability to burn fat. Activating AMPK shuts down the body's synthesis of fat and causes burning of stored body fat. Supplementing maki berry with omega-3 fatty acids increase tear production by 89% and improve the discomfort of dry eye by 57% in about 4 weeks. You can refresh dry eyes in as little as 30 days without eye drops. Now, maki berries guard against age-related damage to the tear-producing lacrimal gland, while the omega-3s nourish the meibomian glands, which produce the oily layer in tears that keep your eyes moist. Maki berry significantly lowers fasting levels of insulin and glucose in subjects who are pre-diabetic. When the extract activates AMPK, it accelerates removal of blood sugar from the blood into the cell, so blood sugar levels go down. Research recommends taking about 150 milligrams a day. Maki berry extract lowers bad LDL cholesterol while raising your good cholesterol. The phytochemicals and berries, especially delphinidins, act as immunomodulators, keeping the immune system functioning at its peak. The substance that gives berries their deep blue hue, which is called anthocyanins, they offer an inexpensive way to treat age-related neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. Anthocyanins is credited with reducing oxidative stress in brain cells. The active ingredient in maki berry, the delphinidides, exhibits strong activity against cancer. And the cancers include the breast, ovarian, colon, prostate, lung, liver, bone, blood, and skin cancer. The anti-cancer effects are the results of the delphinidide's ability to interfere with protein targets and signaling pathways that allow cancer to grow. Now, in Japan, the active ingredient in the maki berry, the delphinidide, is also credited with improving skin tone, reducing redness, and increasing collagen to improve skin strength and appearance. Now, traditional medicine healers have used maki berry for centuries to relieve digestive woes, and a study shows that consuming the berry extract has provided significant relief from irritable bowel disease, and that's thanks to the berry's anti-inflammatory properties. And that's it, Andrew. The maki berry.
You were talking about the maki berry. Boy, that could help a lot of folks. Boy, you're talking about chili, fever, joint pains, diabetes, hypertension. What was that?
Homegummyitis.
Yeah, homegum. Help increase your energy level after spending all your time trying to do that old sweetheart song, which is one of my favorite Delta Sigma Theta. Yes, you know, and we'll get to that in a minute. But dry
eyes. Well, say, Andrew, real quickly, Doc, you hit on everything today.
Yeah, you got energy. And, you know, you're talking about dry eyes. My grandmother always said, if you have dry eyes, you've been looking for love in all the wrong places. So I try to keep my eyes moisturized as much as I can. But, Dr. Rodriguez, you talked about energy, diabetes, something that we have been trying to focus on a lot in the African-American community. It could be our eating habits. More so when we talk about genealogy, a lot of us have acquired that from family members. I know we can improve those outbreaks or those situations with diet. You know, we have a tendency as we get older, a lot of us don't eat as good as we should. Or we've damaged because when we were younger, we went to the rib shack. We did this. We had hypertension that we tried to work through or didn't think that it was going to affect us, like Big Mama or Granddaddy in the back. You know, they talked about, I've always talked, if you've listened to the show, about how I had to interpret at Parkland's ER, and I suggested that all the new interns have a sociology class so they can learn about people. And kind of learn the vernacular that's needed in order to communicate. You know, again, the case of the lady having hypertension. And he kept saying, you got hypertension, and she looking puzzled. And I said, well, how's your pressure? Maybe my pressure is high. It's high. High blood. That's what she said. I got high blood. So I told him, yes, she has hypertension. And he talked about diabetes mellitus. And do you have this and that? I said, how's your sugar? Baby, my sugar high too. You know, so again, you're hearing what you're telling us. We are hearing what you tell us. And then we just have to make sure that we, as clinicians, family members, make sure our families understand what we're talking about. Because they can give you the most puzzling look when you talk about certain things. And we, you know, again, we ate everything from the rooter to the tooter growing up. If you had bacon today, you had ham tomorrow, sausage the next day. And then you rotate. Then your mom come and she cooked, I don't know, and pork chops. You know, we exercised the pig pretty good in my house growing up, not knowing some of the after effects associated with it. But anything you want to leave, I appreciate it. I know you got to get on your seminar.
No, that was pretty much it. It's just that, like I said, you can't go to the grocery aisles or the farmer's market and find mockyberry. You just have to do the extract. I have the extract here at the house, and I also have the pills.
Okay. Now, where can I get the extract?
Oh, you know, my favorite place is Amazon. I got everything off of Amazon.
All right. Speaking of Amazon, let me get off the subject a little bit. Ordered some things, and last night I noticed that this car pulled up in front of my house. And so I'm looking out the window like, okay, now, nobody should be pulling up in front of my house. And I look, and this little young girl gets out of the car. It walks towards the porch and look and didn't see anything. Well, we ordered some iPhones. Luckily, it came 2 days ago, and they used to put it on the porch, deep in the porch, and you can see everything if somebody gets it. But if you all order anything on Amazon, please pay attention to when they're supposed to deliver it. And go get it or retrieve it off your porch. or wherever, or maybe put it in a box. The box is like at 7-Eleven. Because there are people, and especially the closer we get to Christmas, they know where they're delivering things. And this little girl, she didn't look like any of my kids. I'll leave it at that. I mean, pulled right in the house, walked up. I go to the door, and you know what? I wish I had a stopwatch because she was running, ran past the car. It was a man driving, and he sent a little girl. So please be careful, folks. Send it to, if it's valuable, send it to these little lock boxes or have it somewhere where you can pick it up or be waiting on the package. But that was my lesson I learned on yesterday. But Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much for providing us with the Monty Berry. I have a friend named Monty. I better call him. Lamont is his name. Let him know about his berry he has out there. And enjoy the seminar. And I can't wait till we can sit down and talk about the seminar.
Okay. All right. You have a good one.
As always. You too. That was Dr. Rodriguez talking about the Monty Berry this morning. And Cheryl, you were talking about you needed what this morning? You dragging? She'll be with us shortly.
I said I'm 21.
21, okay. All right, 21. How many books you got? I got 3 and a possible. So you're 21 and a possible. I got you. But you know, Cheryl, sometimes homecoming can be bittersweet. You think about all the people that started that journey with you. They seem to cross your mind, and those who are not with us that really helped us shape our lives. And I guess, you know, you didn't understand it when you were young, but as we get older, you know, the numbers go down, of course. But for that one shining moment, you know, you get together and you just celebrate what you've had in common for X amount of years. And the stories get bigger and better. Some, the lies make it better. That's the better part of it. And it's just the camaraderie.
Well, that's been Andrew. There's a lesson in homecoming because you see people who you don't know what. You can't remember what happened decades ago. You're just so happy to see each other.
Yes.
And that makes you realize, you know, if you didn't realize that, it takes us longer to realize that some stuff just don't matter. So we spend a lot of time on things that really, really don't matter because we're going to forget a lot of it. And if you hold on to it, that means you haven't grown and you're not growing as we evolve into the person that you could potentially be. So it was really
right.
Wonderful. I say you won this, and I saw a lot of rattlers and a number of people were asking, hey, where's Andrew? Do you know him? Or you have to know him. But going into convocation, I met him. There were two guys standing out. Of course, you know, you're speaking to everybody. You love when the people say happy homecoming and stuff. Well, the two guys were standing out there, and they thought they needed a ticket to get into convocation. And I said, no. And they said, well, it says, and they saw the sign that was up there from the step show the night before.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, well, come on. I said, because if I can't get in, if I get in, you get in. And I said, because I've never known the neat tickets, you know. So we got him in. He was from Dallas. And he goes to Sam Houston High School. And he said he wanted to go to FAMU, and he was with his uncle. And they didn't have tickets to the game. I mean, they were just – I saw him that one time. We got him in, shared numbers and everything. When I saw him again, he was decked out in orange and green.
He was dressed down in orange and green. Well, you know what? But Cheryl, I have a niece who lives in Baltimore, and I wish I would have been able to take her in. She's in 11th grade, and she wants to go FAMU. And I tell Carrington constantly, you never know who's watching. And even with your family members, they want to emulate you. That's why you always try to put your best foot forward. And she wants to, they're from Baltimore, but they live across the line in Pennsylvania, about 40 minutes outside of Baltimore. And that's all she talk about. And this
I'm kind of wondering why you say you wish you could take your aunt. Are y'all just enjoying being empty nesters so much?
Yeah, somewhat.
Come
but you
on.
Know, the landscape, you know, but Cheryl, sometimes, you know, you never lose the sight of things. It's Sunday morning. But when you have your kids growing up, you know, there's certain things, and I can let everybody in on this secret. The key word is I'm wrapping presents, and they think it's Christmas year-round. They won't come in the room. That's the secret. What y'all know? We're wrapping presents. And they don't want to spoil their surprise. But, you know, as time go on, you know, Cheryl, you get a little older, a little bit more seasoned. Those days are still around, but those days kind of, you know, just, I don't know, it's busy because, you know our two kids. And the focus is on trying to make sure that they get the best start that they could possibly be or get. And I'll share this with you. I was so upset maybe about a month ago I didn't tell anybody. I saw a heck of a job here in Dallas. And I'm going to throw the numbers out there. $150,000 offered for somebody out of college.
That had to be for your son.
Absolutely. And he didn't want to take the job, not in Dallas.
Because?
I told him. Huh?
Because?
I guess he just didn't want to be home or in the area. But I told him $150,000. Some people have not made that in their lifetime, a year or two or three years. You know, but you can do it in 1 year. And then once you get in the system, then you can work it like you want to. I don't want to come. I want to come back down. Okay, fine. I truly understand.
More than that, Andrew, he's a product of his environment and of your sacrifice. Because there are your young people. He doesn't have to take that. Because
I told him he can get out of my pocket that way, but. But he did get an offer, two offers, additional, one in Chicago, and the other somewhere in the Midwest. They were all up in the Midwest. It made him a nice offer. I told him I didn't think he was ready for Chicago, unless you're in the suburbs. Let me tell you why. You know, we always proceed. I can give advice to every other child. He's in Los Angeles, and maybe being in Los Angeles can make him a little bit more street savvy.
No.
Because he wasn't street savvy here. And I know that particular one. I know this lady, you can give her the moon. She's going to do okay. That's how I feel about her. But him, he's got to come up a little bit more. That's for my standards.
Okay,
you know, educationally, he can go with the best. That I do understand. But, you know, I guess being in Miami's pretty fast town. But still, Miami's no Chicago. They have pockets.
And I hear what you're saying, but you talk about L.A. making them ready. L.A. makes them fake.
Making what?
Fake and pretentious.
Oh, okay.
So I hear what you're saying, and, you know, and you look at places. And I told folks, I was talking to this young lady who's an intern in the family. She's Anglo, and she wants in sports management. And she was going to, she said she's going to go to law school, and she's applying to Florida State University in Miami and one other school. And I said, why don't you go up north? You know, why don't, you know, and she was saying about being close to home in Miami. And she was talking about how she was graduating with no debt, because she got grants and scholarships and everything. And she was, you know, I heard her talking about going to, staying in Florida, but you have to go where the opportunities are. And I tell you, I do think you should travel. I think I say that all the time about people that work at FAMU. I don't think that you should come from wherever you came, come to FAMU, go to undergrad, grad, and then go to Florida State for a doctorate, and you haven't been anyplace else.
Right.
Because you need to get more so that you could bring it back to FAMU and help FAMU grow. But if everything you learned at FAMU, that is great. But you can't help FAMU to grow if that's all you know.
You're so right about that. So right. But, you know, let me tell you about him. If I say up, he say down. So I know he's going to go where he's comfortable, you know, from that standpoint. I could only, you know, we were giving advice along the way, and guess how much we listened.
Well, see, that man know what to do because, you know, you see he didn't go pledge another fraternity. So don't let he know, those children know what to do.
They do.
No matter how much his father faked and shake his butt, what? Find new pine?
Uh-huh. To the day he died. Absolutely. Absolutely. But
I knew. And then messing with Deidre also, you don't play with her.
She got y'all drinking that Kool-Aid. But you know what? It's been a good ride. It has definitely been a good ride of being their parents. You live vicariously through them. And you want them to have certain qualities that both parents potentially can give them. You know, I was hoping the boy with the name recognition to go to FAM and do some of the same things. But Terrence, you know, she carried the torch. He made his own way. And you feel good. You feel good about that. And everybody thinks that we were the Cleavers and who else? Fathers knows best. No, just a lot of praying, and trying to lead by example. And I tell you, when it was time, you talk about prospective FAMUans. Cheryl, any time they wanted to go to a homecoming or anything, they got in that truck, and I was so mad because they couldn't drive, and so I had to drive that whole stretch. And Carrington had other offers, and then she said, Dad, I think I'm going to do FAMU. I got to be there tomorrow to take a test. You know, I have to take a math entrance test tomorrow, today. And that's keeping a lot of kids away from monies and the opportunity to flourish at FAMU. But they just fall into the state item, and even the state, is not doing what they want it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they trying to find a way to deter FAMU. That's what they're trying to do. And we're doing well. As you can see, family is probably the best. I've been to a few, and I'm very biased. I will mention that. But nobody can put it together like us. Seeing those orange or green tent, the best place, Cheryl, next year when you go, if for all of us, Lord willing, the creek don't rise, to always say that, is to go up there on that corner of Wanish Way, and it has a new name, Old Gamble, and walk towards the stadium and look down in that canyon. I call it the canyon because we used to run down there when we pledged. You know what I'm saying? Early in the morning. Well, look, I played football before the football players played. I had to go on Bragg, and Bragg was closed my first year up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know where I'm going with that, right? It was closed. But some kind of way we ended up in there running, doing our calisthenics. You know, Campbell was about physical fitness. So they wanted to make sure that we were in tip-top shape.
Right.
So, yes, we do Bragg Stadium, and that's when I noticed, remember they had the cutout for the track around the big field, that old center track. And then now kids don't even know the history of the stadium. I think when they have orientation and they talk about learning the presidents over the year, learn about you know, the campus buildings or what was here or what was there. Because for you and I, there's no more Patty Foot. There's no more girls' dorm or ladies' dormitory up front. I argue this all the time. I know it was better to knock it down than to try to fix it. It was just asbestos, a lot of things. But you could have easily left that top wall as a remembrance of what was up there.
Well, it kind of makes you not want to have nothing named after you there. It ain't sacred.
It's not.
Unless you just caught up in hype. And I do think people were caught up in hype with that amphitheater because I've been told time and time again that it was undersold.
Oh, yeah.
But we get caught up in hype. And, you know, you said, did you watch Conversation Online?
No, I didn't.
Mm.
What were some of the highlights? You know, I watched one year, well, I was there with Tiffany. Tiffany Green was there, and Kim did theirs. And I was just so proud of Tiffany because Tiffany went to my church in Tampa.
Okay.
And you know her dad, Dale Green.
Right.
My church was small, but it was pretty powerful. We had some big hitters in our church. And my best story of just going to homecoming or any game, because when I was a shorty, you know, I slept most of the way to Tallahassee. And then you wake up, you're there, and there was a lady that lived on the backside. I still don't know all the street names. But Perry Street on the backside and one of them little drop-off streets. And my mom knew where the people lived. And nobody was there from, you know, that generation. But, you know, I thought Tallahassee was a foreign country. Just the way they were pronouncing things. Instead of, are these your children? The lady said, are these your children? These are cheerings? And I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just laughing. But we had the best time. And I know you saw a lot of kids running around. And that's how it starts, especially if you live in Tallahassee. The kids
and
running around. And
hopefully appreciate that. And I just have to tell you, Andrew, that something happened yesterday that could have went a different way. I was in line to get, it was the Miami Deuce Bar, black owned, yes. And I was waiting for my fruit bowl, and two little young girls cute. You know, they remind me of when I was there. And they were so cute, and I was talking to them, so I said, what were you waiting for? What were they waiting for? Because my thing was coming. And they said they were waiting for smoothies. So I was talking to them. They were from South Carolina. They had come with one parent, had brought the two girls. So I said, oh, nice to meet you and everything, just talking to them. And so then they told one girl, they gave her, they said, this is a pina colada. And I said, does that have alcohol in it? Because they'd already told me. I'd asked them, what were they studying? And they said, oh, we're in high school. 16 years old. So when they got the pina colada or flavor or whatever, a margarita or something, I said, does that have alcohol? And she said, oh, no, ma'am. So then they said, no. So I said, okay, that's great. So then I said, I got my stuff, and then the other one came. I said, well, y'all have a great time. And I said, but baby, I said, you need to pull your top down because the way it was rising up, not down, the way it was rising up, her little, and these are not heavy. These are not, I'm talking about, it wasn't a B cup. It wasn't even a cup. It was a little 16-year-old boob, and like a boob like the ones when we were 16-year-olds, not the ones that had so much of all this is being pumped into meat and everything, if you get my drift. But right. There's a little girl, and I said, you all be careful around here. And I said, and pull that a little bit down, because as it rose up and the way it was split, you know, her breasts were like hanging from, they weren't hanging from under, but it was, if you just visualize, you seeing her breasts.
Yeah.
And,
well, at least you had the strength to tell them. Oftentimes, well, go ahead, finish your story. I'll put my little two-piece in.
Yeah, that was the point that, you know, because she could have told me, old lady, mind your business. And I would have told her, this is my business because I don't want to leave, because I would be the first one out there looking for her if they said somebody was missing. And so it could have had another outcome, I guess is what I was going to say. So add the two-piece to it.
Yeah, it's quite interesting how, you know, the parents, and they're not aware of what their baby's wearing. And I constantly tell Carrington, leave something for the imagination. You don't
I didn't know how you were going to take it. Because one time I was like, okay, Andrew.
Yeah. Well, we all know, Cheryl. We were always risking the moment, you know, and I'm like, what the heck? That's all I can say, what the heck? And these kids, they just unbelievable. Unbelievable how they go about it. You might have some deranged old fella. Well, deranged person. How about that? It doesn't have to be the guys now. Let's be realistic about it. Of drawing the wrong people to yourself and the wrong attention. And I'll never forget, we took Carrington and Erica. Michelle was already there, and I had to kind of check the two a little bit. It wasn't bad, but they were just carrying on like they were part of FAMU, and they were still in high school. So, you know, I had to check them on that. And then, of course, they went on and became the young ladies that they are today. But, you know, situations like that, parents need to tell their kids. And those who are local, how do you let the kid go by herself? And now you got to be careful with the boys, too. So it's just not always just the girls. But, you know, I told my daughter, I said, look, leave something for the imagination. You don't show yourself. Because showing yourself might get the attention you don't want. And that's when my daddy, who been on the other side, where you said, ooh, that looks good. Well, you know, as you get older, you think differently. And when you have a daughter, you really think differently about things. And that's what I was trying to get her to see. She did pretty good. I'm sure when I'm not around, she probably exercised her rights. Again, they just need to be conscious of their well, what they wear. Because there's some sick minds out there, and you don't want, you know, you don't want to be around that.
Well, and that's the thing. We don't want to, and we don't want to hear about someone because those guys aren't IDing folks. And there are some college students who look 16. So it was just like, oh, my gosh. And I just couldn't leave them without telling them that. And to their credit, like I said, they received it. And then another young guy received the they were sitting behind me, because I didn't know if you know I was a captain yesterday.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was out on the field, me and Andre Dawson.
Okay.
And a representative from Tallahassee Memorial and Hospital. And okay. So we were out there with the toss and the game ball. And sit the
okay, so you got a game ball. Okay. I look, I need to pull your arm. I need a helmet to put in my trophy case.
Well, I tell you, it was great. I did the show during halftime. I did all the halftime show.
Okay.
Then I tell you, again, we want to keep telling people to text, because they can text their favorite homecoming picture and put that picture up.
And I will spread that. I will spread that with so many people. Go ahead. Yeah. Give me the, I'm looking at your text.
The video, if you go to Facebook, you'll see the video that played on a Jumbotron of our line celebrating 45. And so people went crazy when they heard Sherylman's Got to Be Real.
Uh-huh.
And then the elusive lady popped up on it, because we were already styling and profiling, because what we had on these shirts, like none other, looked like dashikis. And we bought the chapter a tent, a nice tent, with 40 chairs. And we, what else did we do? We just had a bunch of stuff going on. And then to top it off, you're at the game, and who pops up but your classmates on the screen? And they didn't know. They were surprised. They were really surprised, because I didn't tell them. I wasn't talking to them because I didn't want to spill it. But I was. It was pretty nice. So we do have that video, and it shows us then and now. Well, then and as close to now as you could get, possibly. And so that was really nice. And and we're going to be doing a lot of things as a sponsor.
Well, I can't wait till the bowling folks come back out, see if we can come out with some creative things. One of the little girls, when I was there, she was just so happy that she said, "You the bubblegum man." I said, "Oh, Lord." She was on the bowling team where I made some bubblegum, like a little thing they could take back, keepsake. But that's just, I don't know, you know, working with my family in the funeral home, and then with the, you know, in the floral thing, they came up with a lot of different things. So sometimes I can get a little creative as well, just working with them over the years. But I am just so happy to see, you know, you being one of the major sponsors and showing that Texas Metro News. And I'm like, wait a minute, now, how's that working? Texas Metro
how's
News
that
and
working on the website, if you go to FAMU Football Athletics, I mean FAMU Athletics, you see our Texas Metro News. And we're trying to be supportive. We're trying to show that love, and that's what it's all about. And that's what I talked about on this show. I will tell you that we are going to be doing things for. We have a 5-year contract.
Okay, great, great.
So next year, don't have me having tickets for you when you don't come.
Well, look, I'll be there. I'll definitely be there. Look, because everybody will be on their own. Trust me. Everybody will be on their own. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Everybody will be on their own next year. And I was kind of in a virtual situation, just, you know, hanging out with some rattlers. And that made it all worth it. And I tell you, when you don't go, it's like a void in your life. But before I do Black College Sports, I got something that you might be familiar with. Let's see. Here we go.
Oh, the dream. Wow.
Okay, Andrew.
Did I get you?
Look at you. Let me tell you, I was got from the first. I wasn't on camp. I wasn't here 5 minutes, and I was full. I mean, just, you know, when you love so much, we love hard for FAMU, and it's just so wonderful to see people and to come back and to have some love, you know. So it's a beautiful thing. And I got, you know, I saw Sonya Swanson, and we have information I wanted to keep telling people. I was on a show, and I guess so much was going on. I was so full. TEXMN and two, and Sonya needs to come on out. You got text TEXMN to 21000, and we're going to be pushing that out and everything. And wait a minute, I'm going to say goodbye to some folks. So I'm going to let you finish, Andrew, and I may hop back on later, okay?
Okay. All right, well, get your Kleenex. I have stock in Kleenex, and we'll get you going. That's what we do. Enjoy your anniversary. All right. Folks, it's that time for Black College Football. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Witham, live from Studio 8 this morning, giving you all the spoilers for the Black college football and football action over the weekend. It was Howard over Delaware State 17-10. Morgan State defeats Norfolk State 32-28. Hampton over North Carolina A&T in a close one, 26-24. Tennessee State defeats Linderwood 43-20. Grambling over Bethune-Cookman 28-14. Alcorn defeats Mississippi Valley State 24-3. Jackson State is victorious over Arkansas Pine Bluff 40-14. Alabama State over Alabama A&M in the Battle of Alabama 31-16. Southern over, well, I had to get the Forrest Gump in there. Southern defeats, the Battle of the Southern, 23-17 in overtime over Texas Southern and out of Tallahassee. The place to be on this weekend, on the 28th of October, homecoming, none other like it. Those who hear my voice, you got to experience one. It's kind of like Lay's potato chips. You just can't have one. You got to keep eating and eating. Well, you're going to eat there in Tallahassee. We got it going on. Where the Rattlers were victorious over the other A&M, Prairie View A&M, 45-7. Wow. Wow. Did I say wow? You can get all your Black college sports here on the World According to Drew. You got to do it. Oh, man. All right, folks out there listening, we have to text TEXMN, I believe, if I caught it all, I'm sure I'm going to get text on it, to 2100, show some pictures and some other things, and then you'll be in line for us. I figured that'll stir it up a little bit. Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
I just wanted to make sure we got those letters correct. sorry.
That's
Texas
okay.
Metro News. So TEXM like Mary, N like Nancy, to 21000.
Well, thank you. You are just so helpful. TEXMN. Mary Nancy to 21,000. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. You can do that. And, folks, you send that message. And also, Cheryl mentioned that she wanted, if you had some pictures from homecoming, share those with her. Can they use that same, just put pictures in that 2100?
All of the instructions are there where they need to submit photos on that link.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, we thank you so much for contributing. You know, great things are on the horizon. Great things. And can you believe Cheryl, over 40 years? I'm sorry, she just left, so they just celebrated. Look, women in how many years? It's been 40 years for me, so I know how it feels when you go back, and I don't know if you were on, but we talked about some of the people that she was associated with at that particular time in school, and how many are not there now. And so it's kind of bittersweet. We all started the journey together, and some are not with us, but you carry them in your heart. You share them in your memories when you start talking about what transpired. It's good. Even, you know, people who have gotten in a little later, it's okay because you can still share those moments because you have big things in common. So those are things that we try to remember, stories that were as long as your finger, now a yardstick long. Let me tell you, that's one of the best stories I have about FAMU. Actually, I was living at the frat house, and we had an older brother that he was a hustler. He was a hustler. He mentioned to me that he had a friend that worked at Krispy Kreme donuts, let me make it plural, and that he was going to get some donuts. Asked me, did I want to ride? So I'm thinking, okay, cool. Not knowing I was just okey-doke, fooled, bamboozled, all of that. And as soon as we get in the car, he asked for $2. I'm like, okay, what is this for? Well, back then, gas was a lot cheaper than it is now. $2 won't even get you a little bit in there. I remember $10 and $15 filling your tank up. Well, I give him a couple of dollars. He puts some gas money in. You know, put the gas in. We get to Krispy Kreme. He tells me, and it's Sunday morning, I can't quite express how he expressed it, that the young lady was not there today. So his famous line, can I get a bone? The bone means a dollar. But he wanted two bones. Now we're up to about $5 to $7 now. And he gets the donut. And I'm asking, where's my donut? Oh, brother, you up. You had a kid with my donut. Okay. So I went and got a dozen, and he looking crazy at me. And I told him, well, bro, you got what you could afford, and I got what I could afford. And I ain't had no more problems out of him the rest of my collegiate year. Now, mind you, he was a big brother, so you felt a little obligated to do that. But we continued and moved on. So great things are coming. Ma'am, we are just so happy that you're part of the Texas Metro News family, where you could exercise all those great talents that you have. Sound like you're in there pretty good. But what else is Texas Metro News going through this week that you can provide for us? I guess she's on mute. Well, we'll get her back on here very, very shortly. But, folks, if you get your e-blast, you can, if you're not on the e-blast, please dial 214-941-0110. And I apologize, a little stopped up this morning, but I'm just going to always deliver. 214-941-0110. And we're going to wish some happy birthdays to a couple of people. If you see the e-blast, Randy Jackson, Lil Randy from the Jackson 5, Arvina Spins, Jermaine Washington, India Stewart, Cheryl Carr, and Cynthia Wallace. Happy birthday to those ladies. In sports, HBCU band rankings are out. And now there's a new number one in Division II. We'll come back to that. Fibroid Survivor and plus Fibroid Slayer partner to end the suffering. Now, let me talk on that. When I went to FAMU, my goal at the time was to try to come up with something that will reduce the amount of fibroids in our African-American women. That was my subject. Of course, hypertension was the other, and I worked in several labs while I was at FAMU. As a matter of fact, at FAMU, we had a couple of projects that were at NASA, went up in space to see how a non-gravitational environment or atmosphere would affect hypertension. I thought I was pretty smart then at that time, but we got some positive results that it does affect them. And then fibroids, who was in my family and couldn't understand, you know, when they bent over and they were talking about the pain, and we were trying to come up with something. And the doctor that I was working with actually passed. And the grant monies, we lost the grant monies because we thought we had it for a long time. I think it was for another year, but we were unable, unsuccessfully attempted to make it stick around it so that we could help the fibroid. But I did find out for those who are suffering and you have friends, your diet is crucial. To that, certain things you need to eat that you don't need to put in your mouth, things of that nature. So your diet is connected to a lot of fibroids. Yeah, it might be some genealogical connections there, but we were finding it was in the diet, less fats and things of that nature. And I just wanted to share that because a lot of people are still suffering from fibroids and you know, as far as, you know, in the ladies' reproductive systems and everything. So, again, check with your doctor. They're going to always check you out for things. But your diet can control a lot, absolutely a lot. Some of the lifestyle, check it out. You have Miss Haber, if I'm not mistaken, writes a nice feature, community activists and activists. Vicky Meat isn't slowing down anytime soon. So these are the things that we have. In memoriam, Ryan Rogers, born in 74, it passed October 20th, a few days ago. I want to wish the Rogers family the very best during their heartfelt moments. Don't forget that Metro News, you can advertise with us and get attention you deserve by dialing 214-941-0110 for information on pricing packages to fit your needs. You can go one-on-one with Cheryl, Cheryl Smith, and we're going to be changing our format on The World According to Drew, come up with some live callers. We do have the live callers, but we'll be able to, you can see yourself on screen. I'm working out a couple of things here in this studio. Then we'll move forward. So the future looks bright. Also, we're celebrating 196 years of the Black Press. So My Eye Messenger, Garland Journal, Metro Texas, Metro News. Folks, you got to read it. News that you can use. We want to thank our sponsors for so many years, Mocha Cosmetics, makeup and skincare here in the Dallas area, fixing the racial wealth gap. A text that is very interesting. Again, fixing the racial wealth gap. All right. Black missing, but not forgotten. Black and missing, but not forgotten. Just a few titles there. Straight Words. Folks, you can stay connected. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And hopefully we can get one of our members to talk about those social media, what I would call the top four. You can find us all there. For up-to-minute news and information, check out www.texasmetronews.com or www.garlandjournal.com or www.myimessenger.com. Open and share. If you like the newsletter, please forward this email to a friend. What's on your mind? Send your thoughts, questions, praise, and corrections to the newsroom. iMessenger Media, LLC, located in beautiful Oak Cliff, Texas. And then you can subscribe and get these newsletters every single day. It's about 25 minutes after the hour. We have one of the staff members on, and feel free to come on at any time. She is a rattler. And can you tell us what homecoming meant to you as a student? We'll start there. And as an adult, I know you didn't go this year, but in the previous years, tell us how you feel about that. So you can unmute yourself. Okay. Well, while you're getting yourself together for the spirit of homecoming, we're going to play these songs for you, and then we'll get right back. Wow, that's one of those Chargers. I love it. When we used to just be in the stands. And, you know, people say, well, FAMU, then FAMU. Yeah, we love it. We love it. And if you were there with us, you would have loved it too. So the thing is that we're so proud of what our institution has achieved over the years and what they're going to achieve later in the years. They're under the leadership of Dr. Larry Robinson. He has taken us to another level, and hopefully they can get there and just tell it like it is. We're going to get some people on. I'm going to just tell them, call anyway. They go into breakfast. That is one thing that we always would do. We'll get together and have breakfast with before we left town. The friendships, they never end. And one of my best friends, she actually grew up in my hometown. They told me they're out to breakfast. Let's see if they'll call. I told them to call anyway. Usually I would broadcast from Tallahassee, and then we'll pass the phone around, and people tell a little bit about what's going on in their lives. So hopefully they'll call. I am anticipating a call from them. The song you just heard was Mighty Rattler. It's one of our, I call it the charge song. And here's another charge song for you, Rattlers. Thank you. Boy, for you rallies out there, we're getting pumped up. We having our own homecoming. We have our new Texas Metro guru on. We just got a call. Look like my homeboy Mike is on the line. Mike, just press 1 if you want to get on. I'm playing tribute to those at homecoming. And tell us a little bit about what went on. Good morning. Welcome to the world. According to Drew, what's going on in your world?
Yes, sir. Good morning, brother. How long have you guys been on this morning?
Oh man, I know you were asleep. I wanted you to sleep this morning.
Dude, I've been up. I just got a text that just popped in 1 minute ago that just said, "Let's talk." I was like, "What is this?" So I'm like, "Man, you guys have been doing this all this time?"
All the time, 8 to 10 Sunday mornings. 9 to 11 on the East Coast.
All right, so put me in the Autobot to get me every morning from every Sunday from now on, and I'm about to lock in. So Tampa Bay's gonna represent every week from now on.
All right, we appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you sending those pictures yesterday too. I know we haven't totally come out with our plan, but there's definitely a need for what we've been working on.
Well, like I say, I'm just coming on to the conversation, so I don't know what has been discussed, but
right.
I will be putting together like a photo gallery of sorts of my observation of yesterday. And
okay.
Before I say what I say, what has been discussed so far?
Okay. No, not much about just improvements. Cheryl Smith, I don't know if you know her. Of course, Cheryl is the brain behind all of this. And we worked together at KKDA, which was a local station similar to what WTMP used to be, being a community radio. And right after President Obama won the election, we know that the extremists got rid of a lot of all-black formatted AM stations.
Sure.
They started with Rush, and Russian crew came in and started taking over the airways. So we continued once our black station dissolved, and we started this on Blog Talk Radio. And I've been with her many years. Back in the 90s, we were on the air with a local radio station. So we continued. Once they close.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
yeah. So wherever you start is where we're starting on this. I'm just reflecting. Cheryl had her anniversary over 40 years as a Beta Alpha Delta.
I
played a couple of songs for her.
Right,
and she
I
was
all her Edith out there. Yeah, her and Edith Randolph. I want to thank them for considering us to help them secure the tickets and things to help make their weekend spectacular. So I want to thank all of them if they're listening. Thank you for the support, and I definitely appreciate it, and hopefully we'll keep that on going. I don't know if Cheryl is aware of the Section DST initiative that I've been slowly cultivating through her SRRs, and, you know, I'm Section KASI, Section Q, Section A5A. Yeah, we come to these events, but we don't come collectively. You know, like I say, if we can start buying season tickets and ordinary game tickets and classic tickets in blocks, it makes it a lot easier. So if
right,
you know, okay, so if 40-year line, the 30-year line, the 20-year line collectively make total 150 people. Okay, I can now go to our athletic director. I got 150 Yasaras who want to sit together. Boom.
They love that. That's a good block.
Right, and then when you come in, you see a block of red and white jerseys or T-shirts, purple and gold T-shirts, red and white, white and red for your fraternity, black and gold. Dude, that makes a hell of a visual when you're seeing it on TV. And that's the goal what we're trying to do. Similarly, when you see the SEC games on Sundays, you go to Tennessee and stuff like that, play the orange and white in different sections and stuff like that. Man, we can do the same stuff. Just got to make a collective effort.
Right, collective effort and get the word out. You know, FAMU, they can have so many promotional days to make it, you know, we shouldn't be behind on anything. If you didn't know, you can look up on TV, as you mentioned, and you can see a lot of things, a lot of ideas, because we have to take this thing to another level. Just because we're HBCU doesn't mean we have to be subpar at all.
Dude, I was just reading an article, HBCU Game Day article, about the challenges that Eddie George is having at Tennessee State. They had 3,000 people at a game yesterday. In a stadium that's 60, 70,000. Now, even 3,000 would be bad on their own campus. But I guess my question is, why aren't they renovating their own stadium and only go to Nissan Stadium when they need to? When it exceeds a 15,000 seat, let's get back to FAMU, because I'm not sure how much time you guys have left.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got at least 24 minutes, so... Yeah, okay. We'll work it. Well, go ahead. Speak for us.
Okay. Well, in terms of my observation yesterday, the energy and the atmosphere around the stadium, well, top-notch. You can't beat it. And it's only going to get better on December 2nd for the SWAC Championship. So all of my Rattlers out there, as soon as tickets are available, I would suggest you jump on them, because the Vultures are out. FAM is now a hot property. FAM is now a hot property, so hot that we've got to put better amenities inside our own barn. On, you know, the invested in champion section, the north end zone was great, but it was overstuffed yesterday. Now I'm just gonna tell you, it was overstuffed. It was under supplied or whatever the case is. There's something that needs to be done, and needs to be done quickly. Last weekend, I met you in Houston, and we did a walkthrough in Shell Energy Stadium, and I was like, dude, this is Bragg West right here. With what Shell Energy has in what's known as the Heineken Bar or Heineken area is a multi-tiered VIP area that can just we could almost like take that and just bring it to Bragg. And we have such an area so over the top that it would blow people's minds. So like I say, I'm aware of the initiative to get that next year. I'm all for it. I'm sure just about everybody that was in there last night in the end zone would buy into it. And then once people see that, then we can start wrapping suites around both ends of Bragg. If we do something on top of the field house, my talk with the initiator of the enhancement project is that I think instead of just putting something on top of the present field house, we need to design an entire new field house and structure there. And, you know,
they definitely need it.
Done, right. I mean, if it needs to be done in phases in like 1 or 2 years, so be it. But, yeah, brag where it is right there instead of this – new stadium down there on Orange and Monroe
and Adams.
Orange and Adams.
Well, yeah.
No, we need to build additional housing for our kids down there. Take that land you want to put a stadium, and we build our own version of College Town on that end of Orange and Adams.
Right.
And we create an entirely different economic vehicle for our community on the south end of Tallahassee. because that's what we need right now.
And, you know, that stadium is old. My parents was there, but in the 80s they redid it, and then recently. So we'll get 40, 50 years out of the stadium that we have now. So with, and then the new press box and the potential of what's to come in the end zone, they can get that thing done. Now, if we rebuild at the end, they're going to have to get a place where they can change and shower. I don't know if the Al Lawson can accommodate that. It'll be a nice walk. I've seen in other historically black colleges, some of those kids got a long walk from the locker room to the game, up to the stadium. So that's something that needs to be considered. But, yeah, we definitely need to upgrade, because the Powell Fieldhouse is, I think, 1983, if I'm not mistaken, when they put that in.
Right. I first got to my first year at FAM was 81. So apparently that was the year of the recently renovated Bragg Stadium. See, it was always the Bragg Stadium that I always knew. I didn't know what it just the previous year it was something different. So
right, because it was at Florida State. It was in Florida State the first year. The year prior.
Right. So I was this has always been my brag. Now, we've got new what I call guardrails. You know, the seats that we've got new guardrails. We still have old amenities under it. So now it's time to retrofit the underneath of the Bragg to fully maximize revenue. You know, the concessions, you know, still operating like it's McDonald's in the 60s type stuff. You know, the restrooms, I won't even say anything because I don't want the other people out here to laugh at what we've got there for restrooms. But I was walking yesterday, I'm like, look, why don't we start utilizing the outside perimeter for the concessions and put more amenities, you know. Right. You know, you got the outside circumference underneath the risers. Yeah, let's start utilizing that outside and then using the inside to beautify the restrooms and things of that nature. So, it's as I mentioned to the initiator, it's time for us collectively to sit down in a room. I mean, we always do all of this meet and greeting and eating wherever we go, even this past weekend. But what did we get collectively done with all of these people there on their own dime? We're going to be in Orlando in November.
Right.
All it's going to take is maybe one or two, maybe 4 or 5 hours out of an entire weekend to just sit down and draw up a strategy for what we want to do for 2024 and moving forward. People are already going to be there. This was so much partying that you and the moon and everybody, this was so much partying that you can do. All these other groups and organizations, all these other PWCs, when they have their bowl games, when they have these functions, they're also putting a business component into that time frame. So they may be playing golf, but they're playing golf and they're discussing how we're going to move forward. When they have their parties, they're also having strategy sessions and continuing ed seminars to further their growth and make more relevance out of the time that they all have together.
Correct.
You know, what are we doing during the weekend of the Florida Classic? The foundation and all of them, they meet there. But what are we as the Boosters, as the 220 Club, as the F Club, as the alumni, collectively? We got host hotels, actually, because some people stay in the same place all the time. Well, while we've got all of these people there on their own dime, all it's going to take is either that morning for breakfast or that Thursday or Friday afternoon before people really come to town.
Right.
To just sit down and map out some type of a strategy. Dude, what do we need for the baseballs facility. You know, it's still looking like 1950s. You know, we just had Andre Dawson as the Grand Marshal of the parade yesterday. Let's sit down with the baseball alumni, Tony Bells, president alumni, baseball alumni here in Tampa. Let's
right.
sit down and map out what can we do to enhance the baseballers, the softball, the track.
Yeah, that softball is okay. It could be a lot better.
Right.
But you know, in our plans, we would like to upgrade a lot of the things on campus. But they have to be willing
right.
to let somebody come in, whoever they've been advised by in the past. You know, I think we've been misled. Every time I come back to Tallahassee, Florida State has done something different.
They've done something different. They've done something transformative for themselves and for the surrounding community. It seems as though we'll take one project, okay, we'll do the softball field, we'll give them a new turf. Okay, that's great. What about baseball? What about the track? Let's sit down and map this thing out and make one big comprehensive sports transformation and then fit it all in where people want to buy in. Everybody wants to be in football, you know, okay, that's the front porch, that's the big revenue generator. But it's not the only potential revenue generator up there.
Right. And we know, of course, we know football is the largest event on campus, but our basketball program, you know, a lot of people don't know, at FAMU, when we lost the Civic Center, now, Mike, when we were in school, the Civic Center was split
that
between
was a convention center.
A FAMU and FSU.
Right.
So they bought it out, and so they said, well, we got legislative monies together so that we could build you a gymnasium. However, this gymnasium is supposed to be a teaching gym. So, therefore, the dollars are different. You get more dollars for a teaching gym than you would for a regular gym. So, okay, we bought in, but not one concession stand was built in that area for a concession stand was built for that facility. How do you – I'm looking at the people who talked to the state. How can you not have concessions?
Concessions or a full operating kitchen – for such as, you know, catering functions and things of that nature. I think what it was is that we got that money and we had such a deadline to use it that we designed whatever was there. You know, whatever was on the table on the drafting board, we just had to build it or we, you know, it was like a use it or lose it type of situation.
Right.
So we got what we got and it was, you know, it was nice, it was new. But it's almost obsolete for what we need to do right now.
Right, right. But see, Mike, any architect, you build, especially sporting events, sporting venues, you leave a little room for expansion. They could have had some dead space in that building where say, hey, if y'all want to ever get a concession stand, we could put one on each side, which is sufficient. If we got the pipe in gas, they could have a line. That could be done. Okay? But if you don't and make it all electric, that's okay too. Put some 220 plugs in there. Excuse me, 220 plugs, and you got it. But when you come there, and even for graduation, you know, you might have looked for a soda or something or just, you know, they have machines. Come on. I've traveled a million miles to see my baby graduate, and I get a Coke. Let it be my option to get a canned drink, not be the only option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that, and it leaves something to think about because we're so proud at FAM, but we really have to keep them on their toes to make things happen because just cross the train track, they seem to get everything they want.
They get everything they need. They get everything they want and then some, and then go use it to buy a plane. See, they went and asked for $40 million to enhance the stadium. But you haven't heard of any definite enhancements to the stadium. You heard of Florida State buying planes. So what happened to the enhancements to the stadium, you know, that $40 million? Yeah, what happened to it? We got
they used a small amount,
yeah.
So they could still get the planes. Yeah,
right. Like I say, we only got the $10 million because Representative Alexander and a couple people started to raise a question about it. How are you going to give them $40 million and not even consider us for a dime?
Right.
So then they gave us $10 million, and the Democrat wrote it up as if Florida State got. You know, FAMU pulls out of Florida State money. No, they could have. Tallahassee could have still given us $10 million in Florida State 40 if
yeah.
they wanted to. No, but they made it sound like that we took away from Florida State. Heck with Florida State some days, you know. Come on, like I say, if we're supposed to be a collective city, the city of love that everyone wants to betray Tallahassee to be, then let's be collective partners in that city.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what, Mike, all over the years, you know, they wanted Tennessee Street to be the best thing ever hit Tallahassee. You can even see the difference when you come down Adams. And Gaines is so disguised, Wanish Way is so disguised now, you don't know how far Florida State comes. They come up to the train line now. And, you know, the tracks was literally the separation. Florida State has been taking FAMU's items right where the current law school is. That was a black neighborhood. A lot of people don't know that. Right
yes,
there
with
the civic center.
Yep.
It was a black neighborhood. From Pensacola Street was the border on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And Gaines was the border on the south side. He went all the way up. And everybody remember Jack's Liquor when we
yep.
were there. The one that was there on the Gaines, right there was the end of the black neighborhood. And that would be the south end, it ended up being the capital, some of the state buildings. That was all black. And guess where they moved that group of people? On the other side of Warnish Way. That's how that developed. Right there where Bethel AME Church and
right.
Tabernacle, Dems, all that. That's when they moved everybody south. Just to support the needs of Florida State. And now they have a medical school. You know,
well,
why can't they get the medical school?
It's duplicate projects now, you know.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, when's the last time you went down Macomb Street, brother?
Oh, I've been down there just last year.
Dude, there is no Frenchtown. It's Frenchtown in name only. It's Frenchtown in
name
only.
All the way up to Brevard. They still have Economy Drugs and the barbershop. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That
one
little strip.
Sign.
As soon as they get that little strip right there, Frenchtown is gone. Yeah.
It's gone.
Frenchtown is gone. As soon as Strong Jones sold the funeral home, that virtually put a nail in the coffin of Frenchtown. Because
yes.
now it is. Yeah, if they showed you a before and after of what Frenchtown, like when we were in school and it was the pool hall and all that kind of stuff down there, and it was, like I say, it was looking kind of seedy. But once they put that first municipal building where the pool hall was, it just started. It just changed the whole neighborhood. The whole fabric of the neighborhood has changed
yeah.
to the point that Macomb, heading all the way to Tharp, they're just going to start plucking them home by home by home, all the way up to by the time they get to Tharp Street. Everything
yeah, Tharp.
From,
yes. right.
Everything from Tennessee to Tharp is going to be Florida State North. One
and
house at a time.
Right there next to the governor's house.
Right.
right?
One
that
one house at a time.
Board all the way up. But you're right.
Yeah.
And the development is very slow on the south side. They put
it's
in
not,
that new neighborhood. That new neighborhood is back there now, but that's where Florida High is. So now they're trying to put the squeeze on Tallahassee. Let's bring everything we have our anchors, and let's work our way in. I can't think of Southwood. That's the name of it. Southwood.
Right, I was about to say Southwood.
Beautiful.
So my question is, but if you ask the parents of some of the FAMUans, where do your kids stay? Brad, these kids are scattered all over the city. Now, granted, when I was there, we lived right behind the old FSU president's house, what used to be called Town and Campus Apartments on Brevard Street, which is right behind Tennessee. If you know where the Burger King is on Tennessee Street. Right.
Yeah.
It was
the plaza.
Yeah, the plaza was the party place, and right next to it was Town and Campus, all on that little strip back there. So
if you kept coming down, you ran the university that was next to the McDonald's that was right down Tennessee. I can't think of the name of that street right there where DeGraff Hall was.
Where DeGraff Hall, like I say, Graffiti Hall. That's what they used to call it because that's where they put housed most of the minorities.
What did you call it? The
graffiti.
Okay.
Instead of the graph, it was the graffiti. You know, because that's where they had the brothers and the sisters over there.
Right.
You know. But
close to Frenchtown.
Right. Yep, and it was right there. It was the closest dorm to Frenchtown. The casino, the little club that was under there on Tennessee Street. It was right there. So, like I say, I want to say it may have been by design to put the brothers on that side of town. You know, when you think about it, yeah, they put the brothers right there near the hood for a reason.
Yeah, but that's how they do it. That's how it's been done.
You know, but
again, it's going to take the local people. You know, they say, well, we come in and we leave. We truly do. We come in for an event and then we leave. But then again, the people who are there, they don't have that fire in them to make the changes. You know, they just kind of status quo. And they have to fight. Because one time I was so upset, excuse me, I went to the Walmart, the one out Appalachian Parkway, found a lot of FAMU items. I went to the one that was out in Tennessee. And they had a few, but Walmart tried to put some out there in Killarn. I bought more stuff out in Killarn because those folks are not buying it out there. And I was just shocked. Oh, you know, not surprised, shocked, but still not surprised that we don't travel outside our means. Out here in Dallas, we'll go wherever it needs to be. If I have to go to Fort Worth to get it, I'm going to get it. You know, I'm going to live outside our comfort zone. In Tallahassee, they got a little growing to do still as a city.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whether we like it, love it, or don't care about it, we still love FAMU.
I love FAMU. I like Tallahassee. You know, it's okay. But, yeah, there's a synergy that exists in Tallahassee that, again, all it's going to take is folks sitting down looking each other in the eye and coming up with a plan that works for everybody. Florida State is doing what it's almost like Florida State does what they want to do and they can, and nothing stops them. They're like a steamroller. But nobody's cranked up our steamroller. You know, we're there and we're existing. But, yeah, I don't want to call it an encroachment on FAMU Way, but, yeah, every blade of grass is being bought up by somebody that probably doesn't look like us.
Right.
You know,
and
at some point,
there was a time where the train track was the buffer.
That was it.
Now they're coming across the train track.
They're coming across the train track. They built FAMU Way, which I always call FAMU Gulch. You know, it was just a, you know, It's snaking around. It's just a way, I look at it as an additional way to disperse Florida State people out of Tallahassee. You know, instead of all the traffic now having to go down Game Street, now we can snake around FAMU Way.
Right.
And get in and out of Tallahassee. So now there's less congestion. But now that congestion is at the foot of our stadium, at the foot of our campus.
Yeah, but I'm willing to think when they fix FAMU Way, it's to keep us off games.
No, exactly. That was it.
And because you look, they have all the eateries, you know. And
all the games.
It's Sunday. I can't say it like I want to. But we big borrowed and steal and stole everything we could. They asked them to put a Chase Bank. You know, we did Chase here, and when it was time to get my daughter money, we could put it on her card, but just if she needed cash, you know, you'd go to any ATM, but of course you want to go to your own bank. They finally put one on games.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what do you do for kids that are not from Florida? Give them a bank that's everywhere. You know, you got a Bank of America and things of that nature. But, you know, they finally put one. But, Mike, man, I appreciate you. Welcome anytime. 9 to 11 your time on the East Coast. And we'll look forward to you contributing, as always, some great nuggets.
I appreciate the invite. Dallas, Texas, I want to bring a game to you. I want an excuse to come out there. I enjoyed Houston last week.
Welcome. Just let me know when you're coming. You're always welcome.
You let me know. I want to question Dallas. What team would you like to see FAMU play in Dallas?
Well, we can't play Grambling or Prairie View, but they have a very big game.
Right.
Here. Southern, maybe. But Southern been playing Texas Southern. But Texas Southern don't bring a crowd.
Okay.
And they're four hours away.
You just answered the question. Now, like I say, Texas Southern didn't put but 2,000-3,000 people in the game last week. We had more people than them in their own barn last week.
In their own backyard.
And that was without even advertising. So imagine if we brought the band and if we really brought the show to Houston, what we could do in that stadium.
Right.
I'd like to bring a game to Dallas. Like I say, I just what's already there. But brother, I will see you next Sunday. Dallas,
yeah.
I look forward to it. Man, let's make it happen, bro.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Your week. And folks, I put a wrap on the world according to Drew. I'll be black next week. See ya. I'm so glad. I'm from FAMU.
I'm so glad I'm from FAMU. We'll be right back.